And enjoy it.
So we're in a banquet hall.
The wedding banquet.
Wedding banquet. And we were serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat down.
Mm-hmm.
And the big long...
And you're to his right, sitting down.
Who's right?
His right.
Father or Jesus?
Jesus.
Oh, and where is Jesus sitting?
Next to Daddy. Daddy's at the head of the table at the bottom of the steps that lead up to the throne.
So then Jesus is on the left.
Jesus is at, everybody is at the right hand of the Father.
But if I were at the right hand, I'd be between the Father and Jesus.
That's right. No, you're on the right side of Jesus.
But the right side of Jesus leads up to the Father.
No, the left, they're facing us, honey. We're looking from way down here to way down there where they are and you are.
Okay. Jesus.
That's where the guests of honor, at a, like a T, comes to a T at the end of the table.
Oh, it comes to a T.
Right. And you and Jesus, I mean, it's a wedding banquet. It's a wedding banquet. And in this case, you're the bride. Representing all the brides and all the wedding banquets that are going to be held individually for every bride. And the air smells like it's really fresh.
I love the aroma of lilacs.
Look and listen, feel, and do everything from your spirit.
And the symphony is on the left side.
As they're facing us, they're back kind of catty corner to the guests of honor. And they are sweet. It's wow. It's really, really heavenly, beautiful. Fresh flowers all the way down the table.
And when you said that, I was seeing rose petals falling from the sky. Pink rose petals.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
When you said flowers all around.
I've never been to a place this rich before. It's really... This is exquisite. Very sweet.
And the glasses are... long-stemmed water glasses with weight. They're wavy, but they look kind of like a tulip.
Right.
And they have a gold edge.
Right. Everyone on both sides of the table, they're like one big family. And they're talking back and forth. And, you know, men, women, and children, and even babies. It's like a family reunion, kind of, in a really rich way. It's like a royal family. Beautiful.
Remember, I am related to the Blessed Mother.
What, honey?
I am related to the Blessed Mother.
Well, you're to the right of Jesus. The Blessed Mother is to the right of you. Really close next to, it's like the Blessed Mother and the Holy Spirit are almost one person. I mean, sometimes I see them both side by side, and sometimes I see them in and out of each other, you know?
She's filled with the Holy Spirit.
Well, she's his spouse. Our guardian angels are here. Oh my goodness.
Mm.
The Lord sure does know how to multiply the food. Man. Even though there's no killing in heaven, the food looks like food, has the taste, the flavor, and everything, but you didn't have to go kill an animal to have it. I'm talking about prime rib, filet mignon, wrapped with bacon.
Mmm.
Some kind of a bird stuffed with fruit, with like Bailey's Irish cream liqueur, a chocolate cream liqueur. Pour it over it. Man, I
we're talking decadent now.
Well, I just I'm just at awe at the whole thing. I mean, I really don't feel hungry it's not the food, not the table or the chairs that I'm so drawn into. It's the soul.
What do the chairs look like?
When I first saw the chairs, I saw the poor people. The elementary school or something, you know? And they had their rags and they'd sit down. And when they'd sit down, they were instantly clothed in white, beautiful white gowns. And the chairs morphed into fine oak kind of furniture.
Dark.
Like, if you took all those and blend, the air started rippling around them. And they were transformed into the most beautiful people, most beautiful souls. And the angels came and had them stand up, and they removed that furniture, and they brought in thrones for these to sit at.
Wow.
The poor, the lame,
mm-hmm.
the naked, the hungry, the widow, the orphan. And the whole table, all the guests moved down because they were invited up to the head of the table. I liked them when they were right here beside me.
So it's a T-shaped table.
Yeah.
And the poor are closest to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
In the long part of the T. And then the cross.
Think of a towel cross.
Right.
God the Father, Jesus, you, Blessed Mother, the Holy Spirit, your guardian angel, my guardian angel. And you and I, you know, I talked about the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Mother seem to come in and out of each other as one person. You and I are both there next to the Lord. And we and him, you know, he and I are one. I thought that the silverware was going to be really rich, fine, old, you know, whatever, silver. And it's not. It's gold. And the candles. And the candles are gold.
Wow.
And yet the candle holders seem to be almost made out of pearl. I mean, real pearl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, about every four chairs down, or thrones, or whatever you want to call them. Beautiful soft glow of candlelight. Even though the brighter light is coming from Daddy and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but it's also glowing from holy souls.
Mm.
The brightest are the little ones and the poor ones. And yet it can be beautifully bright with them up close to sibling candles with pearl holder. I know it's a little base, but I'm thinking, I wonder if we could take some of this home. Like some of the food.
Mm.
And the Lord's answer was simply, you don't have to take anything home. It's always here for you. Look around you.
Mm.
All of this is yours. The whole kingdom of heaven. From the river of life to the banquet table, to the steps leading up to the thrones. And yet it's so sweet and innocent. It's almost like a fairy tale princess wedding kind of thing.
Hmm.
And other things I just can't describe. Even a foot away from my face, I can't describe the color. If you see anything else, tell me. If not, just rest and enjoy it. Just relax and enjoy it.
Hmm.
Golden chandeliers just suspended in the air.
It's funny, I saw something drop down from the ceiling.
Yeah, golden chandeliers.
I thought it was a flower arrangement or something, but it's golden chandeliers.
Golden chandeliers, and they're hovering. There's nothing holding them up. They're just there.
I saw something come down from the ceiling and hover.
Yeah, they're suspended.
Wow. Seems like they have etched glass.
Whatever they are.
Chimneys or something. Glass coverings over the chandelier part. Etched.
Right.
Yeah, sitting on the base of the candle holder. Each one kind of glass that's etched with designs.
Wow.
Super fancy.
You know how you can tell the brides from the guests?
No.
The brides, along with their wedding veil and dress, they always have like white gloves going up to the elbow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And tiaras.
What?
Body. They make up the heart of his heart and the light of his life for all eternity.
The brides.
Absolutely. Doesn't mean he's not close and intimate with all souls in heaven. There's something about the bride. Something about the bride. That's just very singular, very very, very special part of the body. His heart.
I keep seeing the pale gray or pale powder blue. It's not blue, it's a garment on the men. Real light, almost, you know, white, but with a grayish.
Right.
Tint, but a beautiful grayish tint.
Hmm.
Almost silver. looking.
Yeah. The angels are beautiful, just layers upon layers upon layers. Almost like billows of clouds in the atmosphere all around the table. As far as you can see in any direction. In front of us, behind us, beside us. I mean, they're just completely, it's like a hidden garden. A fountain sealed, something enclosed, and yet, almost like you said, almost like a crystal bubble, has an atmosphere, even in heaven, that's all its own. Even my Jesus prayer has been morphing. That little string quartet or whatever has multiplied into a string symphony. It's modestly back from the table, and it's so soft, and it blends, and it's coming in and out of everything.
Mm.
When it hits the crystal or goes in and through it, it emits this. Man. Oh. Here come the waterfalls. With rocks and green fern. I see the most beautiful butterflies. Just weaving in and out all over the place. You go to take a drink out of your goblet and out comes a butterfly. Wow, honey, this table's outside. I mean, grass, trees, birds, everything. Mm. At times it's almost like St. Francis is at the right of the Holy Spirit and the Blessed Mother.
Mm.
Seated at the tee.
Mm-hmm.
Still wearing his habit, but it's not gray and ragged anymore. I can't really describe the color, but it's gold embossed and in a world.